I'm joined by Fintan Dunn, career coach with Slieneweg Careers, based in the Sligo area. Fintan, a lot of your work is done with people going for job interviews, and you have what you call the 500-meter rule that you encourage clients or candidates to observe when going for an interview. Can you elaborate, please?
Okay, what I tell clients is the following, that they draw basically a circle of 500 metres around the location where the interview has been held. And within that 500 metres, they are in interview mode. So things like they park in the correct space, they park in the, don't park in a double yellow line, they arrive on time. When they get there, they turn their phone off, they leave their phone in the car. If they're a smoker, they have their last cigarette at the 500, no point after that. Once they then move into where the interview has been held, the first person they meet, they must always take as someone who's been part of the interview. So normally it'd be a secretary. So they say hello to the secretary and they greet the secretary and say to ask the secretary, where, for instance, are the toilets, where do I sit, etc. They sit down then and they prepare for the interview. When the interview is over, then the last person they say, they go back to the secretary and they say to the secretary, thank the secretary for any help they have given them, and say to them, I hope they have a nice day. They return back to their car at that stage. And what I say to them after that is then it's very important that when they leave the 500 metres, that they find somewhere that they're going to have a nice cup of tea or a cup of coffee. And they have identified this area beforehand. So they drive to wherever the nearest Costa is and they sit down. They order a cup of coffee and get a paper set down in front and read the paper. And the reason I tell them this is that if they don't do that, for instance, if they get into the car and they decide they're driving home maybe 10 or 15 or maybe 20 miles, they're still in the interview mode. And what will happen is they will get, all of a sudden, they remember they've given an answer to a certain question and they realise, oh, I didn't answer that question too well. Now that is imprinted in their mind and they'll carry that for the rest of the day. Whereas if they go, have a cup of tea and a cup of coffee and read the paper, they have flushed the interview from their mind. Remember, once the door closes at the interview, you're finished. There's no more you can do about it. So there's no point in ruminating it or getting it through your head for the rest of the day. It's over and it's finished with. Get on with the rest of the day.
Would you encourage people to do their own debrief or they write down what questions they were asked in case they might have a similar interview next month or next year and maybe see what they can improve on, what they did well, do a kind of a personal evaluation afterwards?
I would, it's especially in certain circumstances where they may be going for several different jobs or different interviews, it's important just to sit down and have a look at it. Now, this, of course, they can do this in conjunction by obviously when they get the tapes from us, when they get our tapes and go through with the interview training tapes, they can have a look back at them and see, right, okay, did any of the questions that I dealt with in the interview, did they come up during the interview training? And then they can go back and have a look at and war game those out and use them as to build on their strengths. Or if there are any areas where they felt they had a bit of weakness, they can again use this debrief and the interview tapes to build on their strengths for the next interview.
Yeah, I'm going back to the 500 metre rule from your career, which was at senior level in the military. Have there been cases that you know of? I can think of one of myself. Where somebody, by not observing it, by being disrespectful to a receptionist or a car park attendant or somebody, that it came back to haunt them?
Not in our case in particular, but I do know in cases where the interview board had to make a decision between two candidates, that then the president went back out to the secretary and says to the secretary, well, what did you think of candidate A and what did you think of candidate B? And the secretary said, candidate A was a very, very nice person, very, very approachable, very, very kind and considerate, whereas the other candidate B never said a word, didn't greet me or acknowledge me in any form or other. And therefore, then the balancing shifted to candidate A, and candidate A actually got the interview.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's Fintan Dunn from Slieneweg Careers /Sligo-office. And you can get all his contact details there. Fintan does mock interviews, interview training, CV writing, anything to do with your career path, so to speak. Do contact Fintan Dunn. Thank you, Fintan.
Thanks, Liam.